I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's
184,
up?
Brother.
This is 184. This is bottom of the barrel. Chris Ramsey, Wes Barker, Green in the cut. Say what's up, Green.
What's up, Green?
Do you know?
Yep, that's
that Green.
Checks out.
That's him. and we love
back.
Him dearly.
Welcome yeah. back. Don't forget, Patreon, YouTube members, sign it up. Sign it up. Get involved. Is that a good pitch?
Hey, fucking best work. Pitch I've ever heard.
Nice. Got it. All right.
Yeah. We just got back.
From Vermont. Beautiful Vermont.
Yeah. Burlington, yeah. Vermont.
Sir, I had a show down there. It was yep. fucking sick.
Sold out show.
Yep.
It was phenomenal. You killed it. You crushed it.
You did great too, buddy.
Yeah,
you,
it was a good.
You were awesome.
All around success.
There's a 9-year-old in the front row.
This, you want to tell us?
You can. I mean.
I mean, we get the show. We're hyped up, you know, and we're about to, it's like 3 minutes to showtime.
We know it's sold out, so we're like, this is the greatest possible thing. And the tech people seem great. And then I just went out to have a little peek at the crowd because I'm like, oh, I'll have a look. You know, I like to look. And then I look, and in the closest person to me in the front row is 9 years old, this little girl. Cute, sweet. I look next to her, 12-year-old sister. Behind her, a 14-year-old sister. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And we moved them.
Yeah.
We had to move them.
Oh, we had to move them. He told me this and I was absolutely devastated. I was like, well, I got some material that isn't friendly. Like I'm not going to give away a bit, but there's stuff in there. That's just like not, you know, it would throw me off incredibly.
At least 20 words you'd never say to a child happens in the first 2 minutes of your set.
And you know, to the parents' credit, they were like, it's fine. Nothing they haven't heard on the internet, which is true. Yeah. Like, so, you know, fair game, but for us, it makes it very awkward because it's like, yeah, and you say this because like on the tickets, I think it was like 14 plus, which is that was the problem. But if you're looking for a problem, but you say that even if you put 18 plus,
it happens,
you'll still get kids showing up to your show.
7-year-olds,
that's crazy. Yep. Even late shows,
any time of day.
What?
Yep.
Like how late?
Like a show starting at 9 p.m. Yeah, it's inevitable. And they will come to any establishment that it isn't, like, you can't make it illegal unless it's a liquor laws thing, right? So, like, comedy clubs, it's illegal to have a kid in there.
Right.
But these theaters that I'm doing, most of them, it's not a law. So even if it says 19 plus on the ticket, the parents can be like, I don't care. We're going in with my 7-year-old. And there's no law to prevent it.
Wow.
So they come in and they sit down. And at best, the kids are bored. And at worst, they're offended. And like our show in Fredericton, this girl burst into tears.
Oh, my
gosh. And they had to walk out. And this is before I got on stage. Simon was still on stage doing his fucking jokes. And
Simon's not as, like, he's not the edgiest comic.
No, but he's he's not that edgy.
But he does hit some topics. He does hit some edgy topics.
And he's yelling. He's very yelly. So he's loud and yelling at this girl.
Oh, you think she was Oh, because he was interacting with her.
Scared. No, not at her, but I think she was physically scared. Like, he's like, you should all kill yourselves. I'm going to kill myself. That looks like a good beam right there. And he's screaming this.
Holy shit.
And she just burst into tears and ran away.
That's so funny. Whoa. That's, yeah. I mean, you know, comedy shows are not for the easily triggered. That's for sure. So just word of advice, if you're ever looking to go to a comedy show, know to expect nothing. Because, like, if you expect something, you might get something else.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We pulled it off, man. You fucking crushed it.
Yeah.
You didn't pull hardly any punches. It was great.
Well, you brought me on. You got the vibe
lay of
set.
The land.
Yeah, you did.
I think that was a good call.
Really well done. And then yeah, I did like you said like 17 minutes, 15 minutes. It was like a lot. I was trying something new out.
Yeah.
Went well. And then you absolutely what'd you do? Did you do an hour 15?
Hour five.
Probably. Hour five?
Yeah. It's a long set. I hate it. Like I don't hate it. I was having a great time yesterday. But like in general, an hour is like max. 45 is like 45 sometimes feels too quick.
Yeah.
For me, I think like if I had to choose 50 minutes.
Yeah.
That feels so nice.
But you got so many new things.
But
that
I
want to
jam it all in there and then I'm afraid
that's
the
how
show's
it is.
Gonna be too short if I don't because it's only you and me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like I panic sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, you have everything.
Yeah, but you're also like you just like you filmed your one man hour.
Yeah.
So now you're trying out a whole bunch of stuff as well. So that, I think, over time will just get trimmed and, like, streamlined.
Yeah. And I'll pull up the stuff that I've been repeating.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? That's the big chicken shit thing is when you leave that stuff in there. But when you're selling tickets on your own name, you feel so obligated to do a good show.
To deliver, yeah.
That it's weird.
I agree.
Because
your new ideas, I think, are your greatest.
Oh, they're better.
And so
I forgot one of them.
And you forgot one of them.
Yeah.
But the first trick you did a show with, that I think that's such a great take.
Such a fun opener.
Yep.
Opener-ish.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. It was all in all very fun, and it was funny because Wes does have a bit, which I don't know if you've heard. He does have a bit about the cruise ship, right? So you have a bit about a cruise ship. Yeah. And
we can talk about it. I think I've told the story.
Yeah, okay. You want
to? Well, it's just like I'm trying to tell him the story about cruise ships. I can't remember why I wanted to start telling it again, but I started telling the story, and the story is basically making fun of old people.
Yeah.
And because they all walked out of my show, but it very heavily features how old and gross I thought these people were, how much they hated me because they were old.
Yes.
And that a guy in the front row had an oxygen tank because he's old as fuck, and I knew he couldn't run out of my show. But I'm talking to this crowd that we have in Vermont, and all the people are old as shit. And the guy in the second row on the aisle has an oxygen tank. Tubes in his nose.
I'm telling you.
Literally talking about this, trying to complain about old people without offending old people. Like, it was so fucked up.
Crazy.
It was a high wire act of weirdness that was still somehow funny. Yeah. And I kept being like, I'm like, trying to jump ahead in the story in my mind, like, what do I say next? Like, is this fucked up? I'm like,
yeah, how do I get
so old? Like, no, much older than, like, you know, maybe, like, dead, but minus a bit, like, that age.
And that was a few of them.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, I was like, I didn't go old enough. Dude.
Yeah, you had the oldest person in town and the, like, youngest person sat next to each other. It was kind of a strange audience.
Yeah.
That magic attracts that, right, if you don't know. And like you said, like, theaters will have, like, a newsletter sometimes, and that newsletter goes out, and like they don't know what they're signing up for, but they're like, I want to get out of the house, so let's go.
They're like, I love the shows that go out of this theater. It comes in, they look at the ticket price, they sort of might read, like, what kind of show? Oh, magic they see in the title, stunt magic, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And they buy five tickets, they don't care.
That's right.
We sold $50 or $50 tickets before I even put them on sale, because of their internal. So, right away, that's
great.
50 people that are. You know they're not.
And that was all the front. I'm sure it was all the front section.
They come early.
Yep.
They like this place.
Yeah, and they're also like, I think if I was that age.
That front left side was a fucking nightmare. We're talking about the front right now.
Yeah.
That front left.
There's a whole other thing going on there. But I mean, that's just, you know, if I was that age, if I was 85 or 90 years old, I'd want to go see some bad shows.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't want to wait for good shows always. There's nothing coming to Burlington. I want to see some bad shows too. Let me go see a show and bitch about it to my friends later.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like if it's and
just something
at least that something to talk about. You know what I mean? That's what I'd be doing. So I don't blame them for just blindly buying tickets.
I can see you.
I think it's a fun thing to do.
Maybe at work tomorrow they're like, yeah, you brought up fucking dyslexic Mike here and made him try and read shit.
God.
Dude, there's so many things. I wish we filmed this show.
Yeah, there's a dyslexic guy. The only trick he has to do where the spectator has to read a word, and he's like, are you good at reading? And he's like, normal people are like, yeah. And
I didn't even say, are you good at reading? We were talking about something else, and he goes, I sort of made a little joke at him, unrelated, and he goes, oh, I'm dyslexic.
Right.
I don't know why he said it, but I'm like, Well, this is going to come into play. He doesn't even know
yet.
Didn't
you say, like, all I need you to do is read?
No.
No, you didn't know.
I don't want to tip that.
Do you
want
to tip that? Or what'd you say? There was something about...
I'm going to read your mind. And, oh. I think, and then he's like, I'm dyslexic. So I think maybe he's trying to make a joke. I don't know. All I know is I'm like, dear fucking Christ. And I didn't say this out loud, but I'm like, this is going to be... Oh, I did say it. I said, this is going to go horribly.
Yeah, you said, it's going to go horribly, and your face got a little red, and you're like, oh, great, because it's the only trick where they have to read.
Oh, my God.
And did it go horribly?
Yeah, he fucking fucked it up.
He didn't read it. He didn't read it. He was staring up in the air thinking. He was just being a bad spectator. He wasn't... he was trying to be a good spectator.
I ended up just turning around, giving away the bit, obviously, and then I was just like... I was like, you tried to warn me. This is on me. You tried to warn me.
Yeah, this is on me. It was very funny.
I should have just, it was really funny. That was killer.
It was better than any version I've seen.
But better than the trick working, for sure.
And then afterwards, he does another trick to him, and he goes, he asks him, he needs a magic word. And he's like, can you just give me a magic word? And he goes, alakadabra.
Oh, no.
Yo,
it was so funny.
Everybody lost it for like a minute.
Just went alakadabra. And like, no one, oh, my God. No one's ever said this before.
You're like, in classic Mike fashion.
Yeah. Classic perfect. Mike fashion. It was, dude, that bit was killing so much. That was the highlight of my set for me. I felt like we were on a ride right there.
It was
so
pretty great.
I can't imagine being dyslexic and having like the pressure of being in front of people. You're not used to it. Yeah. So like the pressure plus dyslexia together.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect storm for
And
her.
The first thing he did when he walked on stage, he goes, whoa, because it's like so bright because of the light. Yeah. So every part of that was overwhelming him.
Yeah.
And then like you said, now he's never been in such a bright spotlight.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, I have dyslexia, and I'm like, read this motherfucker. out loud nonetheless.
You get so scared too, because like you look at someone on stage and you're like, oh, I can see them perfectly.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah,
they can see me perfectly. You get up there, you see nothing. You see the front row, maybe two rows.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's amazing how many people assume that
you can't see any. It's complete darkness. Yeah. You just have to stare out there.
And pretend you're looking at people
and making eye contact with ghosts.
Like referencing people in the dark. That guy knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. No idea if you're pointing at
There could be a murder happening in the back and you're staring right at it, like telling a joke.
Yeah.
There could be a serious hate crime happening in the back of the room and you're just like staring right at it, being like, and then she said.
And it's one of those things too where you come off stage and be like, fucking killed it.
Yeah.
And then your friend goes,
everybody left.
Four people walked out. Yeah. And you're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the back, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, you can only hear these people.
Yeah. And it's like, see them. You're dying in the back.
That would be a fun prank to do.
Have people slowly leave?
So you have like it illuminated in a way where you can see like one and a half rows.
Sure.
And then anything past row two, there could be 30 rows, right? Mm-hmm. During the set, they slowly start to trickle out. Boom, 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 boom. And at the end, like, it's like, oh, and like small claps and everything. Light goes on. It's like, hey, man, we got to shut the show down. Right after the show, you're like, whoa.
If you could pull that off, that would be incredible.
You probably could if you lit it up enough, because you can't see shit.
No, but it said that.
The sound?
You'd hear people leaving. Mm. You need like.
Barefoot ninjas.
That's right.
You hire like a team of nudists. Get everybody get naked during the show. And at the end, you turn.
I'm sure that's been done, actually. I think someone did that. Where like picture everyone in their underwear and we're all. People in their underwear in the audience.
I know Eric Andre for his birthday.
Yeah.
He had a bash at his house. Bunch of drugs, bunch of alcohol. Everybody's just having fun.
Yep.
And then at one point, he didn't tell anybody. Naked person walks in and he just ignores it.
Incredible.
Another naked person walks in.
Oh,
and
incredible.
He had a bunch of nudists actually just join his birthday party and didn't tell anybody about it. So everybody's like high and drunk and trying not to look.
That's so incredible.
That was such a funny bit.
Yo.
And he did it for his own birthday.
Oh,
my
God.
For himself.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I like it when funny people end up getting money and do fun shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. It's better than like greedy people getting money and doing weird shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When funny people get money, they do fun shit.
I think that checks out, yeah.
It was that Amazing Jonathan, apparently.
He would do super fun shit.
Yeah. He would do like laser tag on Segways.
Oh, yeah.
But it electrocutes you when you get shot. So they'd be on Segways and they would shoot each other and then you'd like, obviously fall off the Segway, like just completely bail. And he had also, I think, a glow in the dark, like indoor volleyball where they would all just like glow in the dark. Yeah, and play volleyball.
Whoa,
which
cool.
is super cool. Yeah.
Damn.
Then the other extreme, you got people like Puff Daddy.
Yeah, people, Puff Daddy.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't spending it well.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. Like, wait, the things haven't really come out yet. There's, I think there was one, but it's like, how do I know any of this is true? I don't know. Like, I'm waiting for evidence. I'm waiting for, like, I want to know what he did.
Yeah, it's all like anecdotal. Right,
yeah,
now.
It really is anecdotal at this point. And not that I like, I'm defending Puff. I don't give a shit if he, you know, is or isn't. I hope he isn't. I hope nobody is. But you know, if he is, fuck him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now it's all just like he said type shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of he said, I'll tell you that, though.
Yeah.
Not a lot of she said. Yeah, no. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, guilty till proven innocent, I say. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Witch trials.
Didn't he flee? Is he still fleeing?
I have no clue.
I literally know nothing about, like, I know.
I know he left. He was spotted at Miami airport pacing around on his phone, and then I think he left the country to go to a country where you can't extradite people.
Yeah, there is an article about that,
right? Because there are people that live in that, it's an island, and there are people who live there. What island is it?
There's a few places that don't extradite, isn't
yeah
there? Oh yeah,
that's where probably Julian Assange is. Well, and
that's where fucking Charlie Chaplin went to. He went, yeah,
what,
yeah,
what did he do? He did something wrong,
probably. He was exiled and had to live in fucking some ass crazy ass country for the remainder of his life.
What?
He couldn't come back. Yeah.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
They canceled Charlie Chaplin?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Why?
Because of the mustache?
Probably.
They're like, bro, you're canceled. You got to move. You got to get out of this country or shave.
The country, or a very noisy part of it, turned against him. And eventually, after a decade of critical and political abuse, Chaplin left the stage. Left the States, cashing all his assets, everything, and he moved to Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
And he was there. This was in the 70s, like early 70s.
The great island of Switzerland.
Yeah, he didn't return to the U.S. for 20 years.
Wow. What'd he do, though?
I mean,
political views?
Well, yeah, but he also married a 14-year-old.
Wasn't that Einstein? That was Einstein. No, he married his cousin.
Yeah, fucking all those guys, man. Jerry Lewis, Woody Allen, Einstein, they all like 14-year-olds. Like,
yeah.
And Chaplin, yeah, I think it was because he married a 14-year-old.
But a 14-year-old in 1940s, I mean,
yeah,
that's like having $1,000 back then. You know, it's like a million now.
Yeah.
So doesn't it also apply for like women's age? It's kind of like the age inflation would have taken over. You know what I mean? Like a 12-year-old in the 1800s was definitely not like a 12-year-old today. It's like there's some appreciation on the age value, I think.
They had a pregnancy scare when she was 16. Yeah, I don't know. 16? You know, and then he quietly married another 16-year-old actress. Okay, he likes 16.
I mean, quietly married.
That's what it says.
It's like, I now pronounce, he's like, hey, keep it down.
Yeah, like, that's, you just don't invite anybody.
Yeah.
Just quietly.
Or it was a silent wedding.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin just quietly married. Was it because they couldn't record sound?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's just a silent wedding.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah,
that's great.
Just to close off the P. Diddy thing, he went to the Caribbean islands with his private jet to Antigua.
Antigua? Oh, yeah. That might want to be. See, that might be one of those islands.
Mm.
And is Antigua part of the Beach Boy song? Antigua, no. Come on, pretty Biba.
So. I have to go through the whole song.
Yeah, it's a Bahama. Come on, pretty Bahama. Liago, Montego, Antigua. Ooh, I want to take you.
No. Definitely not in there.
And the other ones are, doesn't he say Mar-a-Lago? No, he doesn't say Mar-a-Lago.
He says Key Largo.
Key Largo, there you go. Mar-a-Lago. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, like, baby St. James.
It's not an ACDC song. He goes, little, not that much going
little
on
St. James. Ooh, I want to take you. You're like, isn't that Epstein's? imagine if Little St. James was on the Beach Boys.
That's really fucking song. Funny. That'd be so funny.
Bermuda, Little St. James. Ooh,
especially if it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, wow, they really want to put that in there.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it apart. Keep it away from the cool islands.
Oh, man. Season ticket on a one-way ride.
Yeah, that's wild. Ooh. That's wild. We found that out. Super weird. That in the beginning of an ACDC song, there's like he drops a hard R.
He must.
Yeah.
Or he's really poor at pronouncing whatever the lyrics say.
Because whatever the lyrics say, you can listen to it 1,000 times.
He doesn't
you're like,
say
nope.
season ticket.
He didn't say, say season ticket.
It can't. Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. You know which one we're talking about?
Green? No clue.
Pull up. We're going to have to mute it because like copyright and stuff.
Yeah.
But pull up Highway to Hell. First 12 seconds of the song. It's like the third line. Right? Season ticket on a one-way train.
One-way ride.
Season ticket on a one-way ride makes zero sense. Zero to little. Season
little?
Ticket on a one-way ride. That's not...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You don't buy a season ticket to a one-way ride.
No. Yeah. Maybe it's single ticket. Maybe I misremembered. Single ticket on a...
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, you listen to it.
Well, we're going to cut it, the volume anyways.
Not at all.
That's not season ticket.
I've never heard that in this. I've heard this song a million times.
Yeah. I've sang the song aloud to myself.
Yeah,
you're not allowed anymore.
But I don't think I was singing that.
I was not, definitely.
I think I was just like muttering something maybe.
Yeah. Whoa. We found that. I was like, whoa. Blew my mind.
God damn it. That's hilarious.
Blew my mind.
I can't wait to tell people.
Yeah, I've never heard that. And when you tell people, they're like,
I have to listen to this.
I'm like, yeah, choose any version of the song that's... And then, but it doesn't match the lyrics. But then you go back and you listen again with the lyrics and you try to read, and it's like, no, it's not what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's not saying what's written here.
They could have made a different, better fake.
Yep. A deeper one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have any Bob Talks, dude? I would love to get a Bob Talk.
Should do.
Hopefully they called in with a Bob Talk. We shall see. You want to spin the wheel while I do this?
Sure. Round and round she goes. She does stop at bad jokes.
Haven't landed
on bad jokes in a long time.
Bad jokes. Or like a street joke. We should call it street jokes.
It should be called street jokes. It doesn't have to be bad.
That's a fun segment, street jokes.
Be a funny street joke. Always add new segments, eh? I'll look up a little street joke for you. I don't memorize street jokes.
Okay, I think I got...
I'm not a hack.
I got a few here. Oh, I got one that's anonymous.
Excellent.
I've never had that. Okay, sorry. You go ahead. Street joke. Drop one.
All right.
You're Googling you're Googling a street joke?
Yeah, yeah. I don't memorize them. I'm not a hack. I already said this.
Yeah. I could probably think of a street joke. Was it a priest and a rabbi walk down the street, see a box with a kid sleeping in it?
Yeah.
And the priest goes, "You want to fuck him?" And the rabbi goes, "Out of what?"
That's pretty funny. I see what you mean. It doesn't have to be a bad one. It could be a funny one.
That's, it's funny. It's still bad. Still hack street joke.
Pretty funny. I like it. All right.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
All right. Indiana. Actually, we'll go Ontario first. This sounds like Eric. This might be Eric. We get a weekly Eric update. Maybe we'll have to cut everything. We don't know.
Hey, Chris Barker. Wes Ramsey, I got a doozy for you this week, boys. If everybody on Earth would stop sneezing, like if sneezing...
No, we heard this one. We heard this one last week. We got an honest one, though. Maybe this is Eric.
Stairs, dude.
This might be Eric.
Hey, dude. Oh, man. I'm like hella drunk. Okay, so my name is Alice. I'm from Canada. I got a question for you guys. What makes... Like, what makes a really good, okay, wait, oh yeah, shit, okay, bye, sorry.
Bye, sorry. So, the question Alice wanted to know is what makes a really good, and what does make a really good?
Yeah.
What makes a really good? What does make a really good?
I don't know.
When it's real.
Bye.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Indiana here.
That was almost my favorite question.
What's up, boys? It's Anthony here from Indiana.
Anthony, what's up?
I'm watching your episode of Bottom of the Barrel where you guys are 2 weeks in the future and all that. But I got a topic for you. Talk about how Wes looks like Skeeter from Doug. And, you know, because he does, like, sincerely.
I don't know.
Take it easy, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I'm a member for life.
Thanks, Anthony.
Let's get to the bottom of it, boys. Peace out.
Yeah, buddy.
I will wait to reserve whether I thank this man or not.
Pull it up. Skeeter
I don't know
from Doug. And you can drag it. You can just drag it onto.
I remember watching Doug, the cartoon we're talking about.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Skeeter look like?
I think if I see him, is it the dog? It's not the dog.
I will fight this man. I definitely remember Skeeter or Doug.
Well, isn't Doug?
Yes, we're looking for Skeeter.
Yeah, we're looking for Skeeter.
Okay, give me a sec. Sorry, Doug.
Oh, put it back. Put it back away. get it out of here.
Pull it back.
Away from my eyes.
You guys don't get it. Come back when you're
Skeeter's the green guy.
What? What the fuck?
I remember Skeeter now, and I did not like Skeeter at all. I was not a fan of Skeeter. When Skeeter showed up,
what?
I was kind of angry at him. I was like, no one likes Skeeter, dude.
Skeeter's just Blue Doug.
Like, no. No, Skeeter's clearly...
Oh, no.
How do you look like Skeeter?
He's got the nose crooked, maybe. I don't know what the fuck. I'm trying to think.
Okay, I kind of see it. Never mind.
He dresses like me.
I definitely... Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I see it, actually, Anthony. You're right.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right, Anthony.
I'm going to call him Skeet, little Skeet Skeet now.
Can't wait. Me and Pete.
Pete the Skeet? Ski Pete?
I don't know.
Oh, that's it for Bob Talk. Thanks for calling, guys.
Yeah,
we do really want you guys calling in more. That's two calls we got in a week.
Yeah.
If we could average two or three a week, that's awesome. And give us like something to talk about. Tell us a random story. 844 Bob Talk. It's toll free. Try it out. I don't know if it's international. If it's 1-844 Bob Talk where you live, figure that out. Leave us a message. Make it interesting. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
Or you can be totally anonymous. Don't even have to say your name. Just say a story.
And like, if you're going to call, finish your question, lady. You know?
I thought that was the question.
I don't know if it was.
What makes a really good?
I might have been.
How do you take really and make it good?
Mm-hmm.
What makes it really good? And I said, well, when it's just one of them. When there's just one of them. There's just two. If it's really, really good, you're like, that ruined the really.
You went to a place that's been awarded for it. Then it'd probably be good.
Well, there you go.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
What's on your mind, Chris Ramsey?
We hung out with Nelson. Nelson came to hang out with us last night. Nelson Dellis, 5-time U.S. memory champion.
We discussed why his short videos are so good, but they don't do well.
Yeah, honestly. You guys should go watch them.
They're so good.
They're incredible. And we're going to try to have him on here soon, too. He wants to come back on the podcast.
Beautiful, beautiful human.
Has
drove 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Made him pay full price for a ticket.
That's true.
No, I comped him.
Did you?
Yeah. He's a fucking memory guy. They don't have any money.
If only he can remember where he put it.
Yeah. He's even better than I am.
That's the thing. As magicians, we get this a lot of like the natural tropes that come along with it, right? So you'll have people be like, oh, can you make my wife disappear?
Yeah.
Can you make the check disappear? Like all these like tropey things that we hear all the time. Or can you show us a trick? Or like whatever it is. Or like, do you know David Copperfield? Or, you know. But memory people.
For sure it's bad.
Yeah, he's probably like, I bet you never forget that, do you?
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Oh, man.
It must be so annoying.
Yeah.
Or the time that he does forget something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought you were the memory champ.
Dude, I've done that.
We've done it. I do it every chance I can.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when people are like, why don't you just make it appear if I forgot my wallet?
100%.
Yep.
Yeah, we're those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
well. Don't be the memory champ.
It is funny. It is funny. But it's also super cool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a superpower.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's the closest thing to a superpower that you can naturally train and get better at. If you just try.
It was pretty funny, though, because we were talking about Stack, and he's like, oh, yeah, I put it in a memory palace. You're like, well, what is it? And he's like, I'd have to see it again. I'm like, so you'd have to look at the answer to remember what it was? Yeah, fuck, I was too drunk to get this out the other night, but I was like, that seems like reading.
Yeah, I think he just learned it, just and he's trying to, like, keep it in there, but yeah.
No, I know it. Yeah, once he has it sparked, it'd be good for another few weeks, I'm sure, but
Even I have currently, and so I'd have to go through Stack again, because there are probably, like, one or two that I'm a little hazy on.
Yeah.
In the moment that I have to like, which is a bad place to be with Stack.
Yeah.
You want to be pretty flawless. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never tried to learn it. I've learned a couple other stacks that weren't emotional.
Yeah. Alphabetical.
Yeah. I learned that. Yeah.
Alphabetical stack. Wes's cards are in alphabetical order. And I think it's the funniest thing.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Like if you wrote them out, it would be alphabetical.
Yeah. Like ace is A. So he's an ace of hearts, ace of spades, ace.
Yeah.
It's all, everything's alphabetical order.
Yeah. It's clubs, diamonds.
It's so funny. It's a non stack. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But they're all in groups of four.
They're all in groups of four.
Yeah, true.
It's funny.
The jokers are in the middle of the deck now. Yeah. It's like brutal.
And they're in the groups of the same four.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always going clubs, diamonds, hearts, spades. And
so it's not chased?
No.
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's its own order? It's great.
If I was a better magician, I mean, I can produce any four of the kind pretty fucking quick, right?
Oh, yeah. Eight. Yeah, that is pretty. That is actually.
It's fun.
Very. That is very cool.
That's fun. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And.
Ooh, that's a good feature.
Right away, you're ready to produce four aces. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Those are the first. Mm-hmm. So that's like, I don't know. That's something. If I was better card magician or I cared
so
more.
So what you do is. Hold on. We'll do like
every deck review of my deck so far has missed these features. They keep just circle jerking me, saying how nice they are and how cool the design is, and they look good on camera. But what you really want to do is talk about how I'm a genius.
Exactly. But you have them
because I learned the alphabet.
You know, you have them name a card, okay. Right? And so
Gary,
they say two of clubs,
yeah.
Right? Let's say, and you go perfect. We'll try something here with the two of clubs. And then you can go like,
oh yeah.
Just kind of like what do something, but then bam, and then all of the twos appear.
Yeah.
So you can have them name any card, you grab their card, but then somehow you cut the deck. You can go through a false, you know, a whole false thing,
yeah,
where you end up producing the three other twos.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever card they name, you just make that one appear, or you just show that to them. It's like, okay, it's your favorite card. And then you got the other three ready.
Hmm.
Now you can do false cuts and pick them up. You can go, oh, let's get the other ones.
That's so true.
You can just do that right off the bat as soon as you take one of the decks out of the box. A great sales pitch.
I'm going to try and perform like this because I never do.
Yeah.
I take them out of the shuffle all the time, yep. But I'm going to get a fresh deck and just see.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's how cool. I feel when I have stack in a fresh deck, because most of my decks come in stack. So right. When I get them, I'm like, nice. I don't have to do anything. It's there. Once I mess it up, I don't care. But while it's here, I'm going to have some fun
just
with it.
Play with it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Fuck it. That sounds great.
We performed a little bit. We were at the bar.
Yep.
Coming back.
You performed it. You're doing it. I was
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Come back. You're great.
Yeah, I tried a new
thing.
You're
always great at the bar, dude.
New thing from, what's his name? The Vanishing Ink. Christian
Christ?
No.
Christian Muhammad. Christian Bale.
His name. I think it was Christian Bale. Actually, no.
Christian Harry Grace? Krishner.
Huh?
Grace.
No. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
His grace.
He put out a new thing. I tried it out on stage, and then I tried it out close up.
Yeah.
Both were a hit.
Absolutely. So- oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Both were a hit. Really, really fun to perform.
I will say it's one of the few tricks I've ever seen you perform at a bar that didn't earn you a free drink.
Yeah, it's true.
This might have been that bartender sucked balls.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That trick's sick, but
yeah.
I was like, well, we're not getting a shot for this? This is crazy.
Yeah, that was like the last year I did a whole little set.
It's not his booze.
Yeah.
Pour it out. It's your boss's booze.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I think everybody else was so impressed, and they were all there for him. Because it was weird. It was the whole town is like university town, so everybody's a kid. And we're at this bar, at the hotel bar, ready to go to bed. Let's have one more drink. Mm. Bar's open. There's like seven people around the bar, but they're all the friends of the bartender. They're all super young. They're just waiting on their friend.
Yep.
And we're like, can you pour us one? And then we started doing it, and then he started freaking out. But bartender was like, it wasn't good. He just wanted to go home.
I got to say something about that trick. When you did it on stage, murdered.
Yeah.
When you did it close up,
yep.
It was killed as well.
Mm-hmm.
But how crazy is it that the one chick was like, oh, I see it. Like, remember, she was like, she figured it out before you even got to what it was going to be.
Oh, on stage. Yeah, but only because it was
on stage. In the bar.
Oh.
In the bar, she's like, oh,
yes,
I see it.
Yes, that's right.
And not in a bad way. It was like a good time for her to see it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how she was like, oh, it's going to be a number. And she, and yeah. Who would do that?
Not many people would.
I was like, whoa, lady, you are like two steps ahead.
But that is a solid trick.
It was so good.
It's a solid trick.
Blew her mind.
And after doing it just twice, I'm already like, okay. Yeah, I see the potential of this. It's a really great trick. I don't think it should have been released. Personal opinion. Yeah, I think
keep it forever, dude.
Dude, I think you should have sat on this and not sold that and been like, "That's my closer," whatever it is.
It's Toby with optics. It's like you should never give this to the world, man.
Yeah, there are certain things. There are tools in magic.
Yeah,
tools such as
fucking
like
Eric LeClaire.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Is that how you meant?
Yeah. Like
I could go on
slates. Right, is like a tool. Cards are a tool. There are things that you can manipulate. So you can come up with a way to manipulate these cards that they look normal, but there's something else. And that's still a tool to be used in a greater premise. But this one, it's really hard to stray from the trick. It's not a tool. It's an actual routine. And so for that reason, I'm out. No, but I think it's good. It's just I'd have a hard time to continue performing it.
Yeah,
because it feels
it's too good, and you don't like to do good magic.
True,
I get it.
No, it is great, but just because it feels like you have to stick. Obviously, you can change words and stuff, but the trick itself. If they go to see me at a show and I do that, and someone else does their version of that, they're gonna be like they did the same trick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, and then that's
but I love it.
How it
I think
will
it's
stay
great.
Until someone really thinks in a spot we haven't thought of, and then they'll do something totally unique with it, and you'll be like, I'm an idiot.
They're going to be circling letters.
No, there's geniuses up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris, that's bad.
They call it someone else, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, true.
Come up with their own trick. It's different.
Yep.
That was great. I don't know. I always wonder about that, because I will be hypocritical and agree with you, but then I'll look at my set and be like, yeah. Like people are doing, you know, and not even like, even if you develop your own thing, the audience doesn't know it's your own thing. So then they remember differently later.
Yeah.
You know, like literally you can be as unique as you want and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I saw the guy do that.
Yeah. But I see it more as like the, it's hard because it's like joking about a topic versus joking about like the same exact premise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'd rather, if you've covered that premise, I'd rather not touch it.
Yeah.
Kind of the same with like this. It's like a routine, it's like a trick.
Yeah.
Versus like I can, okay, the topic is safe. I can stay here. But like now it just sounds like I'm,
it's the thumb
plagiarizing.
Tip. It's the thumb tip versus doing Built to Lemon.
Yeah.
And you're like, I won't do Built to Lemon, but I'll fucking use a thumb tip.
Yeah.
Right? Because one's a tool.
Exactly. And not to say Built to Lemon isn't great.
No, it's amazing. It's fucking made my career.
Yeah. But it can also be variations of that, or it can be, hey, this is my take on the classic Built to Lemon.
Sure.
And that's fine too, because that's like an homage, you know what I mean? And then if you want to, if that's your performance style and you're like, hey, this is my homage to the oldest trick in the world, the Linking Rings or whatever it is, like that's, you know, it's fine.
Or go full Aussie Wind and be like, this is Juan Tamari's. Project Juan Tamari's face onto your table, speak and perform like him for the next 15 minutes. And you got to be in the back being like, if you're not a magic fan, you got to be like, the fuck is
who's
happening?
That guy? Yeah.
Who's the oldest man alive?
It's a scary man.
Right? Why is he dressed like a witch? And what's this accent come from? It was so beautiful.
Anyways, yeah, but it's awesome.
Definitely don't go to that show.
You can't.
Is it over?
Yeah.
No, definitely don't go.
No, he
ran. He's got a new one.
Yeah, dude, he's killing it.
A new fancy one. Fuck.
Dude, he crushed
I see
that
his
show.
Stage,
his New York
stage show.
But his New York show was like insane.
Killed it.
The venue itself that he had built where everyone had sight lines in this, like, it was like a tiny little amphitheater.
Yeah.
And with the giant table and projection and everything else, beautiful and amazing. Now he's doing a stage show. Incredibly Human, his new show.
That New York one, you can literally see. You don't need the projector, but they have a projector sometimes. And
Incredible Magic for Humans. Incredibly Human.
Yeah, Incredibly Magic for Humans prank show.
Yep.
By Aussie Wynn.
Yeah.
But I'll never, the tournament restored with the tape, that fooled me so bad. I think about it quite often.
Same.
And I'm like, I still have no methods.
I think I know what's being used, but I also like, I'm like, this is
how do you use that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great.
That efficiently. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, catch him, Aussie Win Magic Prank Show on Netflix right now.
Yep. What are you watching, Green? What are you watching lately? Any recs?
Freaking Joe Rogan podcast. I've just let's all on.
Sick, dude. Super original.
Is that
Yeah.
Well, the guy with the fake moon landing was on recently.
Joe Brogan. Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It was a really good episode.
There's a guy with a fake moon landing.
I fuck with that, by the way. That like we didn't touch the moon yet.
Yeah, he's like, he's not saying, like a lot of people say, oh, we faked it because we didn't get there in time or we lost the footage.
Yeah.
He's like, we never got close to the moon.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, that's all.
I've seen this guy before being like, you think we went there? Like, yeah. Oh.
I like that because also there are things, you know, we can put on our tinfoil hats, but there are things that don't necessarily add up. Like just the president calling the astronaut on a landline. Speaking to a live astronaut, the president, and we can't do that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that now. Speak directly with them. There's always a delay,
of course.
And they were like, "No, just on a landline."
Sure, there's just a delay,
dude. And you look at the things; it's literally like, "Oh, this is made. This is like parts of an umbrella." And there's like, it's that bad. Like, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look like that could with what we have today. You're like, how?
We can't even make it there today, right now.
Yeah, it's dude, I'm telling you, like, it's all a farce.
Elon Musk is working on it right now. Like, he wants to go to the moon for a project, and he says he needs to fuel up the spaceship six times to get, like, they don't have a fuel tank big enough, basically, to get to the moon right now.
The Apollo program, they had rockets big enough to go to fucking Mars. Like we after that we don't have them. They didn't keep making big rockets like that. The rockets they used for the original moon mission is so much bigger than what Elon builds, like insanely bigger. Like we really downscaled. It's not like we stacked that tech. I mean the tech's better, but like we scaled down on the money to fund it and like how big they are. I promise you.
You sound like you work for the CIA.
I do.
He does.
I look like it too someday.
I'd like to think that we did go. And the reason we won't go back is because we encountered some shit.
That's my favorite version.
It's my favorite version. I've heard it, and I've heard, like, anyways, I won't get into it, but getting there, and they say, oh, my God, they're watching us. Like, these giant fucking saucers are there, and they're telling them, hey, you're not supposed to be here. Go away.
Yeah, that explains them in the interview. Like, when you see Buzz Aldrin and the two other dudes.
Exactly, completely scared. And that's why they all started drinking after that, and, like,
yeah,
it was very.
He never did an interview after, I heard too. Like Buzz Aldrin did like that interview that we all know of, like with his scared face. And
did you see the one where the guy shows him footage that's being faked?
Where he gets mad?
Yeah,
yeah, I heard about that. Like where he got really mad.
He punched another guy too
in the street there. Yeah,
yeah, but there's another one in his house where he's like, "Oh no, you need to get out of here. Shut this tape off. Get out of here."
And he
like,
kicks him. The guy talks about it on the podcast. Yep. He kicks him in the butt. Like he's literally kicking him out of his house, and he kicks like physically kicks him.
And at the end,
they forget to turn off the mic.
Yep.
And the guy goes back to talk to his son, and his son's like, "Dad, you just want to call the CIA and get this guy whacked?
Get him waxed? He like, yeah, should we just call the CIA and get him waxed?" Literally says at the end he's still mic'd.
Nah.
Pull it up.
Nah.
Pull it up.
Nah.
Telling you.
Can't be.
Didn't happen. They went. They saw some alien shit.
It isn't the term
also,
whacked.
Hey,
it's whacked, not
yeah,
waxed.
But they said waxed. I don't know. He was trying to be tough. He's like, I'm going to throw me in the clink. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out more next episode.
Has that been an hour?
No,
we're at 42 minutes.
More about this because of who our guest is.
Oh, true.
Maybe no shit.
Yeah, we got a good guest next week. We're going to be talking potentially UFOs.
Yeah, well, we're going to steer him that way. No matter where he wants to talk about, we're going to bring him back.
Bring him back to the ovnis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
The UFOs.
We went to the moon. I'm not going to argue that.
Well, there you go. But there was shit there and we didn't go back. Why didn't we go back? Why did we stop going?
There's nothing there. What the fuck's there?
Also, Joe McMonagle said that he once had an out-of-body experience where he followed someone who was going to the moon, and he heard this giant booming voice of God in his head just be like, you're not supposed to be here.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, there's something going on with the moon, dude. I'm telling you. I'd love to believe that.
That'd be cool.
I'll put this on first before I say any of that.
Yeah.
I can't find the recording, by the way. I'm looking right now.
Oh, how convenient.
It doesn't fucking exist.
No, it does. I saw it. I saw Beta it like
cucks.
Last week.
Beta cucks.
What other things was he talking about? He was talking about, too, the photoshopping of, like, they put the photos in an AI system in Google's AI.
Oh, right.
And they asked the AI, describe the photo, please.
Oh, no.
And in a lot of them, it's describing as, like, the astronaut and everything and being a miniature. So it's, like, in the photos, not video, but, like, the photos itself. They're like, oh, yeah, this is a set, and there's a miniature figurine in the set.
Right.
Like, that's weird. It's like it's saying a lot of the photos are fake, basically.
Well, yeah.
AI is dumb, though.
AI is like, that's not on Earth. It was looking for earthly places.
Yeah. I could also be like, hey, AI, say they're miniatures.
Yeah.
That's then AI is like, yes, master. And it does it. You know what I mean?
Daddy. Yeah.
It's not impressive. Daddy. Yes, daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. It makes me so sad to think we didn't go to the moon.
It makes me so happy that Stanley Kubrick made his masterpiece and that no one knows it. Like as an artist, like he can imagine that he staged that whole thing. All those videos, all that footage, it's all Stanley Kubrick.
That'd be dope.
And
I would be okay with this.
And he had to die with that. What a crazy burden to bear on the American people. And the astronauts themselves, why they all started drinking, because they couldn't handle these fake videos that they had to film in the desert with Stanley Kubrick and sign these contracts, and they couldn't live with whatever. And then they did go to the moon. They saw some shit, and they were like, you can't go back. And it's why I like to believe we have no pictures of the Earth still. Like, we only have, like, the few. But, like, we should have a lot. It's our Earth, right?
We have
right?
a lot now.
We don't have a lot now. No, there's not a lot.
It was six years ago that we didn't have a lot. And then we
Years ago we had one. And then now we have like a couple, but we don't have a lot.
We gotta have a lot by now.
Pull it up.
Don't pull it up.
How many actual pictures
of
the Earth that aren't composites?
Don't do it.
So anyways, I think like that's my, I fully believe while I wear this hat that we, the reason we don't have pictures of the Earth.
You just can't get far enough away.
I'm going to answer my own question on this one.
Okay.
Is because they're filled, riddled with crafts.
Mm.
Not just satellites.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, and that, like, it's too much.
It'd be pretty big to show up, though, right?
Oh, yeah, big and small, all sizes, thousands. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
And then, like, we had to scrub them all. That was getting impossible. So it's like, no, yeah, we can't. It's all composites now.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Was it like we're a popular zoo? Like more and more cars are parked.
I don't think a zoo so much as a farm. I think a farm more than a zoo, yeah. I think
like
we
a
are
petting,
the
petting zoo farm.
Bob Lazar said in the files that he read at S4 when they read him in to the program, they were talking about how they referred to us as containers.
Right.
Yeah. Like soul containers. And that they figured out, like, and this is, I've heard from, like, if you look at To the Stars and, like, Tom DeLonge and them, they talk about how there's, like, soul harvesting and soul transference. Like, they've mastered that technology. If you're a million, maybe 10 million, maybe a billion years ahead in technology,
I mean,
they've mastered consciousness and soul. Like, they can put your soul, your being into something else. And, like, and he's like, that's what this is like, just we're containers, we're harvesting souls. And I was like, that's so fucking dark.
So fucking dark.
Yeah. And I'm like, for what? Like, you know, to like eat? Is there like there's one giant being that just like consumes
it? Like what's the next layer of that?
In the universe? Or is it like they put it in jars on an intergalactic shelf and sell it on the black market to other aliens? They're like, I got a little bit of that human soul.
Like when you think of like the Marvel of the world inside, you know, the Men in Black fucking.
Yep.
Yeah, how big does it go? Is there ever an outer limit to that? It couldn't be?
No.
There can't be because we can't end up at no point. Right.
Well, eventually you move so far that it looks like you're not moving, so therefore I guess you're not moving anymore.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I think you get to a point where it's like, oh, am I moving? I'm not moving. There's no difference.
Yeah.
And then it's just that's infinity.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
And then maybe it's that. But maybe it's that times an infinite amount of layers. Like we're looking at it in this three-dimensional space, but a four-dimensional space would be this and time. So layers of every single every single outcome of every time ever on top of one another, which makes an infinite amount of universes.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it that way. So it's like looking at it in a different dimension, I think there is no end to it. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But there is no beginning either.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy to think like we're thinking of one thing, but it can go so much further than that. Like we're too dumb to go past our own imagination.
You don't know what you don't
know.
Yeah. We don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
We're so dumb we don't even know what we don't know.
Well, and we're always like, well, there can't there can't be nothing. There can't be.
Yeah.
It has to be infinite both ways. It's like, well, maybe there is nothing that we don't even understand.
Yeah, and nothing wouldn't be like what you're picturing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wouldn't be exactly. Eternal darkness. No, I agree, because that's something. Yeah.
No, it literally has to be a.
Yeah, no, what's no time look like?
Yeah.
It's like, no clue.
Yeah.
My brain just like, a little smoke comes out of my ear. That's.
You're like before the Big Bang.
Yeah.
There was no time.
Yeah. And maybe that makes sense, just not to us.
Yeah.
Where did I read or recently? Somebody said something about this all just being a giant experiment. Was it a buddy that was on Schultz podcast?
I didn't watch that episode yet.
Yeah, I watched part of it. But Billy Carson. I met him for the thing I'm working on. But, he was talking about, I don't know.
What's your vibe on that guy? What was your tone when you interviewed him?
It feels like everything he's saying has been carefully scripted.
Right.
Not to say that what he's saying doesn't sound or is or isn't intelligent or of value. I just don't have the immediate resources to tell whether or not anything you're saying is true.
Right.
But you're so good at saying it that I feel like I have to believe it. But I don't know that I do. And it's just so one of those things where, that happens. And then there's all of a sudden, we're selling books.
Right.
You know, so it's like, okay, like what's the, I get the game side of it, the gamification of making money and everything. Sure. But like you're getting into a territory where it's like, are we really seriously talking about this? Yeah. Or are we kind of like letting our minds run away with something, which I'm okay with as well.
Yeah.
But let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets that vibe a lot from like very smart people or stuff like that, where they're like, they're so sold on their own idea that they hear proof to counter it that they'll just refuse to understand it or listen to it.
Yep.
Like, yeah, no, but that won't work because they don't want to feel stupid.
Yep.
They're scared of people are going to judge them, or if they're wrong on one thing, then they're wrong about everything else in their minds kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get that vibe a lot from like smarter people.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. But I think that happens, you know, all over the place. But
yeah.
I check. Yeah. Sounds right. I'm trying to think like if I don't want to just be like, I agree, but then see if I do. I feel like sometimes
people believe their own hype sometimes too.
Yeah. I'm like, I think smart people, if that's the term we're using, I think they don't mind getting checked by other smart people, but if it's someone dumber to them that makes a good point, then they are definitely resistant to accept that. They would probably take it from who they deem a peer and be like, this is science, that's how we do it. But if someone dumber pointing out something obvious, it's hard not
Who are you thinking about right now?
What do you mean?
Who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about in the world of comedy.
Okay.
If someone gives you a good tag or makes a comment about your set, and you deem them like new, and you don't like them, like fuck that. But if that exact same comment came from like a peer that you think like, you'd be like, fuck,
yeah,
good point.
Yeah, I get that a lot in gaming. I game so much that like at one point, like Overwatch, for example, when you say something, I'm like, you've played enough to say something. But like if somebody else says something that like we know, I'm like, don't talk to me like that.
Don't tell me what to do. Very funny. It's true. But there is also like the thing about most niches, not just conspiracy, but every niche, is the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah.
And so you have people in the niche that have a crazy amount of experience. Therefore, they've gained an insane confidence about what they're talking about. But that looks identical to someone who just got into it, is very passionate, misinformed.
Yeah.
But the confidence is also matched. Yeah. And so I don't know what end of the Dunning-Kruger this guy is. And that's, I think, a case with a lot of so-called experts on a lot of subjects, especially with the internet, where you can just film and edit anything you want. So it's hard to know.
Well, they say the Dunning-Kruger thing, one of the main problems with it is when you're in it, you don't know you're in it.
That's right.
So this guy might even, like, he wouldn't even know. It's probably not even like, he's just like, I've learned so much. This is what I've learned. Here we go.
He's been to school. Like, he's apparently very, 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 like, graduated. Can you pull it up, maybe? Billy Carson? Billy Carson Jr.?
Cum laude or whatever?
Cum laude.
Yeah, come in my latte. I got to pee, dude.
Says he's an actor?
Oh, there you go. I see him as an actor too, but can you look at
on the wrong one?
That's what did I say?
Billy Carson.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, I'm getting like older, like drummers and stuff like that. Billy Carson.
Is it Billy Carson? It's got to be Billy Carson. Am I wrong?
Yeah, there was like a flagrant link too. So like, flagrant.
Yeah, Billy Carson. And if you look up Billy Carson and then look up,
like I wanted to go on his Wikipedia page, but
Billy Carson Wiki, I'll pull it up. Actor. Okay, actor, IMDb.
They got like most popular in Finland, an actor / musician.
MIT. And Certificate of Science in Neuroscience, Billy Carson. Yep. Founder of Forbidden Knowledge. So he's got like a network. MIT. Science of Neuroscience at MIT.
And he talks about like tablets or something, like aliens.
Yeah, yeah, Anunnaki and everything. And he's very, very fun to listen to. But definitely leaning into the world of the esoteric. A little hard for most people to really understand.
That's what I've always said.
There you go.
I'm back.
Way to come back, yeah.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Came in hard with that confirmation. Yep. You just talking about Carlos Winslow or whatever his name is?
Carl Winslow. Who's piping Carl? Who's piping Carl Winslow? it was Matt and Shane's podcast. The title of the podcast is who was piping Carl Winslow?
That's hilarious.
So you know Carl Winslow from Family Matters?
Yeah.
So back in the day, like I remember when I was a kid, like, when I heard like he came out or whatever, and I was like, oh, he's gay. Yeah. I was like one of the first actors when I was a kid. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. And yeah, the title was Who's Piping? And it was like Diddy, apparently, because there's a guy came out and said like he saw them or he heard them on set, one of the kids that was on set of Family Matters. I don't know. Something like that or something like that. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's nice to spread misinformation, so don't get it too right.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
That was such a fucking cool show.
Family Matters?
Yeah.
It's a rare condition.
Remember a little bit of it.
This day and age.
I remember Steve Urkel. News. He was like one of the coolest characters.
That's like all I really remember. I can't.
Stefan Urkel?
Yeah.
His alter ego?
Yeah. I can't.
He's so cool.
Those are the only episodes I can recall.
Is it like... Laura?
Oh, Laura.
His Laura, sister?
Laura was the one Steve Urkel had a crush on. And there was Eddie was the older brother.
Yeah, all right.
Eddie was the older brother. Eddie and Laura.
Damn.
What was the mom's name? I don't remember what the mom's name was. But yeah, that was a dope show. I'll tell you, like, what were like five sitcoms for you?
The five sitcoms for me when I was
growing up? You were growing up, you were watching?
Roseanne, Tool Time, or fucking Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, nice.
Happy Days.
Happy Days, really, eh?
Yeah.
You're into older people stuff. Is that because your dad watched it?
I had no choice, only one TV.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, that's why I watched Star Trek.
I was going to say, Cheers is coming up next.
Yeah, Cheers.
And then, like... Either the Drew Carey Show or Everybody Loves Raymond. Probably Drew Carey Show.
Drew Carey Show. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. Ryan Stiles was in it.
I had Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay.
Boy Meets World was in there.
Yeah.
That was a favorite of mine.
That's great.
I had...
Was Wonder Years in here?
No.
Sitcom?
Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Was definitely in there. Fresh Prince was a big one for me.
I should have said that. That's true.
Fresh Prince is a big one. Fuck, I'm trying to think now. And Family Matters. I didn't watch Full House. I'm trying to think what was like.
I watched the shit out of Full House.
You watch Full House? I think, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have to go maybe Drew Carey Show.
Yeah. What about like
Do you watch Murphy Brown or Frasier?
Oh, Murphy Brown, for sure.
Frasier?
Yeah, it all depends on the era you
picked. Oh, Seinfeld. Boom, done.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I did not watch Seinfeld. We were not a Seinfeld. My stepdad was, my mom, but my dad, yeah, Murphy Brown. Fuck, you didn't say that. I would have forgot about that.
Yeah, Murphy Brown, Wings. what was the one?
It was crazy that you knew what time you had to be home because of the show you were going to watch.
Yeah.
You knew exactly what was going to happen at 6:30.
Exactly.
Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yep.
It's so fucking crazy.
I would, every Saturday morning, Power Rangers came on at whatever time it was. I think it was 9.
Yeah.
And it was a new episode, and the first commercial break would always start with a new toy from Power Rangers.
Oh, man.
And Target marketing, crazy good. And I remember the day that Tommy's flute was launched. Pull this up. We'll talk about this later.
What a title. Yeah, I know for sure.
But this one, this is my thing. Tommy Sloot. So
you
pull
up Tommy Lee's dick.
I remember picking up the phone. Me and my buddy Joel would call each other right on the first commercial break. We'd always call each other to talk about the new toy or whatever it was, right? Because we wanted to be Power Rangers. And I called him, and I remember this because it rang once. We both said, I said, "Is Chris there?" And he goes, "Is Joel there?" He goes, "Is Chris there?" And I go, "Oh, I called you." He's like, "No, I called you." It both rang once for each of us. Oh. We called each other at the same time.
Whoa.
Like, exactly.
Whoa.
It was very, I'll always remember that. But yeah, this was a...
And was this a toy of the knife?
I saved up my own money. And we went to Toys R Us. And I bought this. Yeah.
What did you use it for? Was it to call his Megazord?
Yeah, it would go, do, 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 do.
Fuck.
Dude, this.
Oh, that's. Nah, you're bringing it all back right there, dude.
Do, 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 and you had the buttons on the side. It was fucking sick.
You know what I would have loved to have known when I was younger? Is that, like, you can grow up to be a guy that plays a Power Ranger on TV.
Right.
You know, like, not that to say that I knew they were not real, but I thought they were.
This guy died.
That's just what I mean. Like,
Jason David.
He was an actor.
What was his name?
Could have had him on the pod.
Jason David Green. Jason David Green or something.
Is it really green?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And he died. One of them went to jail. He's a pedophile. Billy, the Blue Ranger.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was pedophilia or something. Kids, I think something.
Shit.
Could be wrong. Weird thing to be wrong about.
Weird thing to make up.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Sorry, bud.
And then I remember, what is it, Trina, Kim.
Yeah, also pedophile.
And Jason.
Pedophile.
Haven't heard from them since.
Yeah.
And Rita.
Do you remember the yellow Power Ranger?
Trina.
It was Trina?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Kim and Trina. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Kimberly was the pink one.
Pink one.
Jason, Billy, Zach. Oh, forget Zach. Mastodon, Black Ranger.
Dude, what a good premise.
Zordon, dude, and Alpha. Alpha was like Mexican for some reason. We skim past that.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 Zordon. You're like, oh, Mexican robot. That's dope. A little Spanish robot.
Zordon.
Zordon, dude. Who was Zordon? Who's the actor that did Zordon?
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's a...
The worst angle ever.
Brandon Fraser, but now.
Yeah, it's like, it was like a double chin, like, Power Rangers. And he was into the water, right? Power Rangers. You would have a...
Oh, this guy?
Oh, he was Zordon?
Oh, he was cooler before I knew.
What a G. No, of course. It looks like Zordon, yeah.
Yeah, cool. David Felding.
Dope.
Huh.
What a dope show. What a dope franchise that was.
Good times.
Yep. Is that an hour?
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll see you guys in the Patreon.
Gotta go.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to tell three friends.
Bye.
Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.